Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome back to you again.
And thank you very much. Good to be back.
Good. When you first started the program, you had mentioned a few things, including banking fees and drop calls. Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing for both of them. If it's the same provider in terms of the drop calls, change your provider. If it's not working, why stay with it? Why just stay there and complain?
But you see, the problem with that is that you go from out of the frying pan and into the fire sometimes because you may have a provider doing X and you move to the next provider and it doing XY. So that's been the problem. You get where you're coming, but I get where you're coming from in terms of, you know, complaining with your pocket as opposed to with your mouth.
With your mouth, because it don't work. You know, people listen and say, oh, I like it calling because I have the same, I assume it's the same provider because I have the, it's telling me no service. Mm-hmm. And people call, the only way they would get to is if I'm on Wi-Fi. Then they could call WhatsApp calling and they would get you and somebody calling you regular phone and I ain't getting through. I mean, check your phone and say no service.
I love to raise things like that because so many people hear WhatsApp and told me they got the same problem. Sometimes we may have a problem and think it is our problem. It is our phone. It is our service. And not realizing that our brothers and sisters, they're all experiencing the same thing. And the provider gets weird because, you know, each person in their own silo thinking it is them when really and truly it is the provider.
Well, I called the provider and the provider said to me that there's no problem with my phone. So, they can't see any problem in the service, and they can't, you know, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am? So, at the end of the day, we can all get the same nice talk, I mean, finish the action. So, if I pull my service and 100 other people pull their service, then they will realize they'll be losing business, then they will lose a fixy problem.
Correct. The reason I know a little bit about that is because, and I guess the person may be listening, I'm very disappointed in them, by the way, because they have knowledge of what I'm talking about. And they actually got a promise that their thing would be okay, and they left it at that, and they did not pursue further. But what actually happened is that we actually getting the short end of the stick on this one. From that person's information, I'm not a technical person, but from what they explained to me, what's happening is not fair. And I do believe that we may not be able to jump from provider to provider because both may be the same. But the regulators, I think that we can raise an issue with the regulators who are there to protect us. But because we don't have any information, see, knowledge is power. When we know that that is happening now, I think that it is incumbent upon us to go after the regulators now.
Okay. All right. And you just mentioned that knowledge is power, and it is power. And you spoke about the same program being that you would have learned when you were 7 and your daughter learning now that she's 7 as when she becomes 7 as well.
Correct.
How are we handling this? What is the Ministry of Education doing? What are the principals doing?
I don't even know the principals could do anything. That's the truth. I remember speaking to the former Minister of Education. He said it 2 or 3 times. I had a conversation with him in the car park. And he was telling me, what? Education reform what? Y'all hear terms and y'all just pick up and run with them. And when they acknowledged that the chief person responsible for education policy in Barbados said to me that we did not need education reform. I could tell you what happened to me. I was deflated. I had an education series I was putting together. I postponed or canceled it, whatever, because I realized what was actually needed. We were so far from. Now we have different personnel there. I could probably reapproach and see if the approach is the same or it is different, it's better. That's all we can do. And I think that me alone should not do that. I think if each person can get behind that, each parent that care about their child and their child's future and being able to compete in a global society, I think that it is incumbent upon them also to ask these questions.
So why don't we just get a petition and carry it around and people sign it?
That's another thing too. But who starts the petition? That's the thing. Everybody waiting on a petition. Everybody wants to sign. But can I put it upon you, ma'am? To be
I'm
that first signature, you see, everybody want me to do, and that's the issue too. They can burn me out and kill me. You understand? I don't have a problem starting it though, but it gotta be way always you. So you know, like anybody out there listening, it doesn't take much. I see my friend. I may ask my friend Ole Tuye. I see him here messaging now just to start it. Be that first signature. And I'm sure Barbadians can do that. And because it is the squeaky wheel that gets that oil. And if we squeak on these priority issues to us, the problem with us as a people, though, things that are very futuristic down the road, we pay very little attention to. And that is where you have other cultures really developing wealth among themselves, developing strategies that keep their societies a cut above the rest, because they're very forward thinking. We cannot see as far as our nose. We cannot see as far as 5 p.m. this afternoon or the Fed this weekend a lot of the times. But some people, some cultures, I realize that they plan for 50 years and 99 years and so on. We're not even close there. And if there's any little thing I can do with the responsibility of the microphone like this to kind of get that in Barbadian's head, I think that good would have been done.
Right. All right. And, well, not one last thing, but on this, on your opening again, the increase in suicide, do you know why? Did you check out the statistics?
No, it's something I'm recently putting my finger on. I think it is linked to...
What age groups are they within?
Mm-hmm, 13 to 19. I did that part. I think it's linked to our ability to cope, our ability to want to see things change fast, I believe, is in it, as it relates to the millennials. And I'm linking that research with research that was done in relation to cutting about 5-6 years ago. There was a lot of cutting in the society. It jumped me because I always saw that as a North American thing. And then there is a lot of Barbadian people who are doing cutting. Now, I think what has happened too is the society of secrecy and shame at the micro level within the households and then the practitioners themselves, because we practice a lot of confidentiality. We don't want to come out and talk. But I think that confidentiality stops at the particular client. But if you're seeing a particular thing, I think it is incumbent upon the practitioners to come out and speak about them. You understand? So I am sure that a lot of practitioners out there, social workers, guidance counselors, counselors within the counseling agencies, they're seeing this. I cannot be the only person. I got 2 calls last week alone for a 13-year-old girl, 16-year-old girl. Then it was a guy from St. Leonard's, 6'6", 6'16". Yeah, I connected some dots together. And then that's what made me raise it at the seminar that I had last week. And then all of these then teenagers started to relay these cases, and then I realized this is not isolating.
So then we need to start putting measures in place to stop this?
Correct. The first step for me, and the reason for mentioning it here, because I'm going to do some other things where it needs to be done. It was really for the general public to, be aware of it and start to look for the signs.
Right.
Because you have persons, they usually start to give away things. You can actually go and read upon it too. Some of these signs are there.
And become withdrawn and stuff.
Withdrawn. And they start to give away valuables and so on. So if you got a teenager and he's giving away his PS4, that could be a sign of something. You need to look a little closer then and start to get closer, particularly to our young people, you know, talk with them, find out what's going on, don't talk at them, those kind of things. I think that's a whole topic in itself, but I am happy for the opportunity to flag it, correct, so that people can be aware it is out there. And I'm the last to get involved in this alarm thing and this whole kind of like trying to get things all hyped up and so on and get people in a panic. But when I see things, I think we have to be responsible.
Okay. All right. But for you now to your program now, when I say the program, I mean in terms of the callers.
Mm-hmm.
I want to agree with your first caller that the people has the power to attain what we need to attain. And for the last couple of programs, I've been listening. And Corey, you know, sometimes if you don't have a strong will, you can get depressed by listening to Don't Have Brass Tacks.
I've heard so before.
I mean, sometimes I have to stop listening sometimes because it's depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to focus more on solutions.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with your last caller. She had some good ideas, and everything that she had to say, I was like, yes, this is what I agree with, right? We need to start looking at solutions. How are we going to handle things? How are we going to put things in place? Now, Mr. P needs to help us find some solutions instead of talking about persons turning to crime. I mean, that was dumb. I mean, why come and talk about people going to turn to crime, Mr. P? So let me think about ways that we can help them to stop them from turning to crime. Instead of calling the program, instead of people going to start teaching.
True.
I don't want to hear that, you know? I mean, like, seriously, even if that might happen, call the program and say, you know what? People losing their jobs. Let's do X, Y, Z. Instead of talking about the negatives.
And that goes for all the colors and not just P, because
I like that.
Everybody may not be able to come with a solution, but if you can come with a solution to the problem you're bringing, I think that it makes the program even lighter and easier listening. Because I do get where you're coming from. It's a bit depressing to hear the negatives over and over and over and over again. Yep.
It's like taking up a nail and just pulling it and pulling it and pulling it. Anyway, and I would agree too that exactly elections are over. And why are we continuing licking the dead horse, right? What we need to do as a nation, Corey, is to ensure checks and balances are in place and that things don't get out of hand. Mm-hmm. And if we know, basically we know how to speak as a nation. We know, and that's by our acts. That's how we show our disapproval, our approval of something, okay?
But so that's every 5 years. That's what you think.
That's we need every mechanisms. 5 years. But in between there now, we need to put checks and balances in place.
Correct. Anyhow.
I never see Barbadians protest yet.
I think they had a march here.
How much people used to hear it, Corey?
No, it was the big one. It was the NSRL march, I call it. About 20,000 people.
RSL still on though, Corey, anyway. But pointing fingers, Corey, are not effective, and we need to stop that. I mean, like, no, election's over. Let me stop pointing the fingers. Let me move on and look at solutions.
I think it's really important for us in this chair, too, to help move that discussion along, because sometimes you sit here and you feel like a string. It's people just calling with problems all the time. So I think, as I say, everybody may not be good at bringing solutions, but I think that where they can, they should. As I said, it will definitely improve the program.
Right. So let's stop talking, criticizing, condemning, and start building back our nation and get some forward-thinking people. Thank you, Corey.
All right. Thank you very much. 5 minutes after 11 o'clock, you are listening to Voice of Barbados. This is Down to Brass Tacks for the 17th day of October. Today is Wednesday, a wet Wednesday. Good morning, Corey. Bajans waste enough time. Squash hit me for $16. The next day, went and closed the account. I told the rep I was extremely dissatisfied. Years ago, I removed MCTV because the cost was too high for value. I removed Flow as well for poor service and have gone to Digicel. Corey, Bajans love to talk. Action is the magic that makes things happen in mass. Hi, I wanted a loan from the bank. They told me I had to open an account. I opened two. When my loan was finished paid, both of my accounts, I closed them at the bank. Money gone, never again. Good morning, Corey. The current administration has said that the back pay for civil servants will be paid in order to help send school children. Curious as to what has happened to that plan. It's soon Christmas vacation. This one, good morning, Corey. Oh me, oh my. I am getting frustrated with the insurance companies that if I have to burn over again, I will not buy life insurance. I have a policy that matured with a notable company mid-September, and each time I make inquiries, I'm told to call back. There's also a refund payment of just over $500 that should have been settled since June. Only yesterday I was told the check will be. I was told to check back in three weeks for that one. It's becoming so stressful. Good morning, Mr. Lane. The banks must be laughing at you. Aren't you aware that the banks are extremely liquid and they want customers to remove their money? Also, both CIBC and Royal, they want to pull out and both refuse to buy out each other, as the original plan was for one to buy out the other. Try going to the bank and tell them you want to move your $1 million and see if they would stop you. Trust me. I would know. This one says, what is the justification of these ridiculous bank fees? They have cut staff, so salary expenses are down. Interest on savings are insulting, and they constantly publish multi-million dollar profits yearly. The in-bank service is also at an all-time low. Why should I feel comfortable or appreciative of increased fees? I am calling for persons to close their accounts at the established banks and move to the credit unions. I refuse to pay someone to unfair me. This one, can you tell me the salary of the MP and if they're paid extra as a minister running a ministry? The answer to that is yes. Are we discussing BERT? Is our Prime Minister looking at reducing both the MPs and the amount of ministers? they can't reduce the MPs they're elected, and the amount of ministers, the number of ministers, I've heard lots of people saying they needed to start there. I'll read two more, we go back to the lines. This one said, for years, Bank in Barbados was taking advantage of the uneducated Bajans. I live in the US for over 20 years, and when the banks refuse to give me a loan, I am proud today to say I'm a loyal member of the credit union. When I go into the credit union, they know my name. The banks never know good. Question, Corey, what have become of Auntie America? Is he still in Barbados? We up here miss him. I hear Auntie America from time to time. He's still very much with us. Anyhow, let's take our turn over to the telephone lines. Good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome down to Brass Stacks. You're on the air.
Good morning to you, Corey.
Hey, good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Corey, I'm doing wonderful.
Great.
Corey, I called this morning because I want to have a conversation with you. And I like the last caller's sentiments, and I think I can do justice to her request.
Nice, nice, nice.
Now, I want to respond, Corey, to the General Secretary again of the National Union of Public Workers. Now, I would say based on what I was taught, right? I was taught of something called complex behavioral needs. I think you probably would have studied that as well.
I never studied it, but I know it's complex. I know it's behavior, and I know it's needs, so I think I understand it.
It's often referred to as multiple unmet needs, mm-hmm. and it depends on the individual and the personal situation, right? And spans over health and social issues. The reason why I made this point is that you would understand in my conversation with you why I start there, right? Now, the Prime Minister of Barbados, having been elected to office, Corey, recognized that there were a number of issues that had to be dealt with up front, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I categorize them, right? Again, goals, objectives, and strategies was the order today relative to the swift way in which the government had went about the business in getting the IMF to come on board and having the funds, I think we can draw them funds sometime this month or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the goals of the government, Corey, basically, which was a plan that would tell you where you're going, and the objectives obviously would be similar to blueprints, as you would know, right? That speaks to the layout of specific achievements and so on that are measurable, attainable, and realistic, time-related, right? And obviously the strategy which the minister and the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strong, spoke about coming up between the 18 months to 3 years out of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why I highlighted the General Secretary, Roger Smith, right? George Bernard Shaw once said, Corey, that people that make it in this world, right, look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, what they do is they create them. I think that we have come to the stage in this country, right, where on our school curriculum, at the primary level, that entrepreneurship should be taught in our schools. Why do I say this? I say this from the backdrop, right, and you hit the nail on the head earlier in response to a caller, that our mantra going through life is that you go to school, get some education, and you look for a job. Mm-hmm. Probably get a job driving a comfy car and with a lot of perks, and you feel happy that when you come at a bar table, somebody can recognize you as Mr. So-and-so. And a culture shift now has to be in place in order to move us away from this whole concept and this whole thinking, right? Now, Roger Smith made the point that government is not now thinking through a lot of what they are doing. And she made reference to the proof of address that the government pulled back and the road tax and the bond issue. The truth is, Corey, that the proof of address, the government was on the right track. I don't know for the life of me why they pulled it back, but they were on the right track, right? So I don't see that.
Notwithstanding the issues that were raised in relation to many people not having that proof of address.
But Corey, but that was the point I'm making, right?
And the proof. No. Let me add something else to that, because that was the simple point. The other thing to that is that The proof of address, in my opinion, the way how we do it in Barbados makes no sense. Because I know many people who have their mail registered to where they were, but they've subsequently moved, and their mail still goes there. So that can be used as proof of address, but they do not live there. So those two points put together, I think that I understand what the ministry was trying to do, but it still made no sense in its current formation.
So why is this making sense in the UK? Why is this making sense in the United States of America, but it can't make sense in Barbados?
But who says it made sense there, one? And two, I would have to examine their system to see how they actually prove that you reside at that residence. What I'm saying so is that a lot of the young people I work with, when they go for bank accounts, it is the most, some account, some people let the you'd write a job letter, some persons let some people in the house write a letter, and all that's messy. I don't know how the UK or the US does it. You could probably enlighten us. But if you are just getting something simple like that, it does not hold weight. It's not worth the paper that it is on.
But Corey, I made the point already, and I will make it again, that when my daughter turned 18 and she wanted a bank account for First Caribbean, there wasn't any correspondence coming there at the house, and the bank stipulated that I must get a justice of peace to write a letter indicating that she resides at the address that was given.
But like, I agree with that, but that is not how it's done right across the board.
But so the point I'm making is that covers those individuals who are 16 and 18 who there's no correspondence coming to them.
But was that the case?
What was the case?
Was it a case where Justice of Peace had to write a letter? Or you could get one from a family member?
I didn't follow the...
Well, you have to follow these things when you pronounce on them the way you're pronouncing on them.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm speaking specifically to the issue, the producing of address. I'm saying that in itself, what the government was on the right track. If you want to argue that the government would have fallen down in this way, table square peg the wrong holes again, right? Because that there is no way that I could be on the board of the Transport Authority and allow the government to make that mistake, right? So the point I'm making is that the government was on the right track, but what I'm saying is that they should not have pulled it back. They should go back to the drawing board, look at all of the aspects surrounding how you can pin a person down for the producing a proper identification as to relative to the address, and then move forward with it.
But I do not agree, and I'm staying on this point. I do not agree that just because you're gonna do something and it different or going in the right track that you should just do it. If they had said, we are going to do it this way and a justice of peace would have to write for those who don't, I can live with that. But to go that way, to cause an inconvenience, and it's still not effective because anybody and everybody could write a letter saying you live at a residence, defeats the whole purpose. I understand these are some of the sentiments coming in. It says there will always be exceptions, Corey. The vast majority of people live at the addresses to which their mail goes. And I know there's a large number of people that don't. And that is the point, because those are the hate people that you may be looking for. There's this next one. We always find excuses for why something can't work. And that's not what's happening here. I'm saying that if you're going to go in this direction, it should be, if you want a system and you want to improve the system, I approve the way that you suggest. We want proof of address for everybody. The ones who don't, justice of peace have to write it.
But I'm not worried about Corey. The government is the legislative arm, Corey. Mm-hmm. I would make some amendments to the legislation. You understand me? Prohibiting persons from allowing mail to go to a location for which they don't reside. The bottom line. Because Corey, the truth and reality of this, right, is that how do, because a lot of people want to make a lot of excuses for it, but how do you explain a person with an S registration, like down your 7-year-old stamp on a zebra crossing, leaving school. You go and look, the police looking for you all, they're both in St. James, but you're in St. Philip and East Point. And the boy can't find this vehicle, the boy can't find the owner of this vehicle. Some measure of regulation got come about, Corey. As a matter
correct.
Of
fact, no, I agree, but by doing it the way we were doing it, it would not solve that problem to which you alluded. That is what I am saying. Let's leave that there and move on.
Right, because I think sometimes we become distracted by secondary activity. But the point I want to make with Roger Smith, right, is that those persons, her constituents, right, who will now be suffering from the fallout of any retrenchment program, right, by this administration. The government, the Prime Minister in her speech on Sunday at 5 o'clock made the point, Corey, and that's what they're about goals, objectives, and strategies, right? Spoke about capital works projects that will be coming on stream in 2019. She talked about streamlining retrenched workers as it relates to these small entrepreneurs, but at the disposal, the government will be putting at the disposal the $5,000 for small business, and some would get government's procurement. The bottom line is, I understand why she see the need to hold on to them, because obviously they're paying a subvention to be a member. But at the end of the day, Corey, the reality is that the country is in trouble. And if the country is in trouble, we have to put mechanisms in place to ensure that we do the things that is necessary to get the country back on track. Right? You understand? Mm-hmm. So I don't have any issues with Rosie Smith palaming and calling for all types of things that she said that haven't been thought through. The bottom line is, right, if she's going to lose some constituents, the second caller, I sympathize with those persons who will become retrenched, you understand me, as a result of any measures that the government is now seeking to put in place. But the bottom line is, Christ went on the cross and made an enormous sacrifice so that salvation can be made available to all who want salvation. So the bottom line is, right, that a sacrifice must be made. You understand me? Some people will suffer more than others, but at the end of the day, Corey, it is about bringing the country back on track. I made the point before.
Now listen, I got to jump in here because I watched the Prime Minister's address to the nation, and I don't know if people saw when she somewhat, in my opinion, choked up when she started to talk about this thing. She said, I am happy. She felt the pain of people going home. So I don't believe that people that even supporting her measures should dismiss the pain. The pain has to be addressed. No, I am not saying you are doing that. Hold on, let me get to you. No, in the event, one of the things that I think will get people a little off balance is the fact that when people were going home 6 months plus ago, it was the worst thing on earth. The same people cannot come now and say, oh, it has to be done. You understand? It is hypocritical.
I'm happy that you raised that and willing to speak to that. Now, when it was done in the last administration from 2013 going forward, I made a fuss over it and I called this program and spoke to it even on my Facebook page simply because that a promise was made to the people of the country that not a single person will go home. So
fair
I
enough.
Believe that the comments were deceptive. Now, the reason why I wanted, say, Corey, right, why I spoke about having on the school curriculum the at the primary school level entrepreneurship is that I believe, right, that it is better to be prepared for an opportunity and don't have have an opportunity and you are not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So I'm saying that if the government is now seeking, as an earlier caller alluded to you, that if the government is going this direction, who knows? Some people may become small and growing millionaires out of a project that they may have conceived that had they still be in the civil service, they will not. You understand? And the point, and let me say this in closing. I remember, Corey, when I served as the marketing public relations consultant at the National Conservation Commission, and I did so at the behest of the late Prime Minister David Thompson, despite the fact that other people had other views about how he got the job. But I want to make the point that I had written a 48-page to the ministry outlining, that's when the ministry was getting ready to collapse, the whole beautified Barbados. I made the point in my proposal, Corey, and my report, that from the Grantley Adams Airport highway right down to the St. Moritz going down in that area, they call it Bagatelle, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In the Bagatelle area. That rather than putting in the hands of a single person, the entire stretch to place all types of things left and right of the road, the carriageway, that I suggested that we could have brought landscapers to a breakfast meeting a morning and introduced them to government's procurement. So in other words, from the airport to somewhere at the roundabout by Newton, or less than that, you can divide it by miles, would be a particular landscaper. He'd be responsible for the persons who he work with. He pay the NIS for them and so on. It takes the load, the national insurance and so on, off the and the, that burden from off the shoulders of the government. The another landscaper gets a certain distance down again. His job and responsibility is to take care of both sides of the road going down all the way till you get right down to war. You know what happened? It was shelf put in file 13, and then one single person came forward and had the whole highway for themselves with roundabouts and all types of things. I'm saying that this is how you incorporate small business people. If you are serious about elevating and bringing young poor people, you understand me? And listen to the standard of living. These are the things that you do for them. You don't take all the whole hog and put on the plate of one individual. You understand the point I'm making?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
So I understand
I'm hoping that with this new administration, I don't know if they can find my report of the done stores in the trash. I think I got a copy of my computer that I can in the court system, you say, reconfile the I can reconstruct the file, and I can give them if they want it. But I think that will serve or that will augur well for landscapers who are in the business who want piece of government pie. You understand? They don't have the beautiful barbers. Bring them, let them select their own staff, and they will take a portion of the highway and they do it right down till you get all the way down to the thing.
There should be a dedicated person in government to listen to these calls. We have brass tacks consultants. They don't even have to pay. So we need solutions to these issues. Thank you, Pato. Good day and God bless you. Good morning, Corey. We don't want sensible solutions to our problems. We prefer much talk with no action, a talk shop with no supplies, so that we can sound good doing nothing. Just say one love. Hi, Corey. Welcome back. I have a concern. I am a Barbadian by birth and a green card holder. On the last two occasions, as recent as October 13, personnel from G4S working at the airport are asking persons who are about to check in questions such as, where are you going? How long will you be out of the country? Where did you stay while you were in Barbados? And other questions. Is that part of their responsibility or that of the immigration and customs? No, traveling, I came in or before that. The immigration and customs usually are the two agencies or have officers that would ask those questions. I don't know if that's a new policy. Someone from that in the know will have to put us in the know there. Morning. Having a nationally owned bank again is an interesting idea, but the institution will still have to deal with correspondent banking problems as well as other issues which would lead to the same fees we are trying to get away from. Do we want another institution on government's hands racking up unsustainable debt? Now, what I'm saying is, I tell you that we understand that there are issues that the banks are dealing with. What I'm saying is a point that even a WhatsApp contribution highlighted this morning is the fact that the banks are actually reporting healthy profits. They've sent home people. They're making these profits. So the argument really has to be is that are all of these fees necessary or is this a way to make those healthy profits? Just think on that a moment. Good morning, Corey. All those roads going towards Drax Hall from Ellerton have to be repaved to tempt anyone to go up there to collect passengers. The one said the lady who complained about people complaining before May 24th and complained, we all want this government to succeed because we want Barbados to succeed. I'm with Mr. P. I'm not attached to any political party. I support this government in the last two elections and accept that they will be criticized. Some criticisms will be justified and some will not. I don't agree with the size of cabinet or the reason for the increase. If the cabinet had to be increased to get the job done, well, then you have to excuse the former administration for not getting the job done because the cabinet was too small. Regardless, the former administration did a lousy job overall and I think our problems, though, go back to 1999. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, one first. Can you help me with the time at the moment?
The time is now 37, about 23 minutes to noon.
Okay, I got reasons why, but I won't discuss that now. Mr. Lane, I have four little items and something that I would like you to help me with, the final one. Mm-hmm. And that final one is to deal with the IMF. The first one, a gentleman earlier called this station, a voice I have heard on a couple of occasions, and I have never yet heard him on the air with something that you don't get. You know, he always comes with something that you learn, you could extend it. After he finished, you could continue with what he said. And this is a gentleman that started with Barbados and went to South Korea, and then he came back.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And he came back with the idea with the container on a piece of land in preparation before a disaster is expected. Do you remember that gentleman?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I would like those in authority to find out who's that gentleman. And instead of working as a consultant free, if he gets something for his good ideas.
Correct.
My second one. There's a lady who called, and she usually says she was here 47 years or was out 40-odd years. I have heard her on a couple of occasions. Today, I hear her again. And she speaks very nice. By next time she comes out, I would turn my radio off. Because...
Call her. Sorry, man. It catch me off guard with that comment. Go ahead.
Because I like people that sound truthful. I'm not saying that she ain't truthful. How can someone, with the way she have been dealing with issues before today, say to me she's not political, nor she ain't belong to no party? And I'll move on from that. Next one. Mr. P. I would like Mr. P, knowing that I think he's like me, someone who listens to Bassas every day. If I miss it in the day, I listen to it at night. I must hear it. To be truthful, I'm not saying he's a liar, because he might be mixing up Straker's tenantry boys with someone else's own. I'm not here to defend Straker's tenantry because he's a day-loving person like me. I am here to be truthful.
But I am here to be truthful too, and tell you the truth. You're doing something that you spoke about, I think, yesterday. And you say, how can people hold on to the line so long and then just talk about how what other people spoke about?
They have their own point. I'm going to make four points. Sure. The first one was about the gentleman with the good idea. The second one, I could go on because there's another one I have to bring. Mm-hmm. I do not reply to callers, but when callers is misleading the public, the moderator might not know. For instance, I hear you was out of the country. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm discussing this with you where Straker's tenantry is concerned. Before you leave the island, Mr. Lane, I really know that you left the island. I think I heard it on the air. So I ain't got a guarantee that you did left. Mm-hmm. Straker's tenantry and I, Mr. Straker's tenantry tell you, he'd be off the air for 100 days. To give the government time to get their work done. Right or wrong, Mr. Lane?
Yes, I remember that.
I told you that I'd be off to the first Monday in September.
Right.
Did I tell you that also?
Yes. You didn't make it, but you tried.
I came on the last week. I came on the last week before, the last week in August. Mm-hmm. I came on the week after the Democratic Labour Party conference. Mm-hmm. As I told you, I believe in the truth. Now, I could count all the times on my hand, one hand, I believe that Straker's tenantry have been on the air since September, because he came on in September. He came on after me. And almost each occasion Straker's tenantry came on the air, his main issue was his pension. Straker's tenantry ain't operate like me since the last week in August. I aggressive got my last issue with you going to be attacked.
Whoa, are you ready?
Okay, so I think Mr. P got to listen good again. and find out the voices. Because
but in all fairness to the other 29,999 callers, I think that the issues between you guys should be solved at a bar on a three-way call among yourselves.
But it has to end somewhere.
Because it has to end somewhere. Because really and truly, the other callers don't learn, or listeners don't learn anything from that. So you've been on for 9 minutes, I think, and 18 seconds or less.
Mr. Lynn, are you saying to me that if I explain to Mr. P...
But then Mr. P can won't come back and explain to you.
He can't come back when I can do it this way. Mm-hmm. I am telling him that the man was off the air for 100 days after the election. So you can't say...
I don't know if he made it, too. I think he had a slipping one or two times, too. I speak subject to correction.
So who's slipping?
It's a tricker's tenetry. I think he's slipping one or two times. Before the 100 days were up.
No. But let's finish with that, because...
Yeah, please.
You check it out and you prove that you're also wrong.
No, I said I subject to correction. I can remember hearing him once or two. But let's move on. Please.
But no, you see this thing about not calling about moderators and not about callers. And people come out and say things that is far from the truth. And you can't say, like, 2 months ago when I discussed the stats man, you shouldn't talk about... This tax man was misleading the country.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know someone, a caller or moderator, is misleading the country, why a caller
can't... I agree you can and just correct the public and move on, but don't spend 10 minutes on a treadmill and feel your pedaling going somewhere because you ain't going anywhere.
That is what it was just doing. And you stopped me, I could have been to my final one if you didn't stop me.
Okay, proceed.
My next one now is this. Your program started today and you started from 5 going to 10. I don't know by the end of the program if you will get to 9 to 9.5 like Manda program. Because Manda program was about 9 to 9.5. Another program was on. And I would like to ask you a question, Mr. Lane. Is Barbados about to order a ferry or two?
I don't know. I heard the talk, but I don't.
But you involved in radio and et cetera, and you don't know if Barbados have plans to import a ferry or two?
I don't see connection between radio and the ferry, or the ferry.
Okay. So you believe that a program like Bar Starts, 3.5 hours, over 2 hours should be dealing with a ferry issue?
I guess that is a calling program, so the callers call to talk about is what you talk about. If they talk about spaceships, so they talk about spaceships.
Okay, so why just not when I call to explain that circus, you put a halt to it and see to it that the next thing.
You real pugnacious today, though. I don't know. This post-election stress disorder got you.
No. PTSD, I don't know. Mr. Lane. I like to be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell you the truth.
But I mean, if Peter monitoring and rating a program, callers call and talk about that. If he wanted to tolerate that, he tolerate that. Do you understand? I hear in the chair and I have decisions to make and calls to make. And I don't want to hear about callers in and out. That's not what the program is for.
Okay, I hear you.
It's really
but
that
I'm
simple.
I'm telling you, as I have said to you on more than one occasion, I attended the University of King Street in Richmond's Gap. And we was taught to think, listen, and don't tell me not to say, because you got to. That program was organized by him. He programmed it to suit himself because you don't want the weird issues discussed.
Call you, you for real? I need a fairy now for you. Not even a fairy. I need a fairy
let me
to
move
come
on
save
to my
me.
Let me move on to the one that might be the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear you with this one. I want all of these black workings. So I want to hear you, and yes. I want to hear you well dealing with this one. I don't want you playing bad and fat all the time. You got score around.
You know when they came back, they told me, they gave me somebody called, actually 2 or 3 people called me, said, be careful of these callers here. Look, I want you ready for them, right? Your name is on that list.
At the top, or
in the middle. Yeah, I get checked back. But some of them real high to the top. I think it's the first name. But you go on. Talk.
Mr. Lane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman in Barbados right now that will be here for 2 years. He must go another year and 8 months now, or a year and 9 months. He's away from our area, Black Rock. His name is Mr. Green. I mean, Mr. Greenwich. You follow him?
As much as I can.
As much as you can. First one, do you think someone who is placed here to deal as an advisor to the government should be at a political branch meeting as a guest speaker or speaking or taking questions?
Yes.
You believe so?
Yes.
Okay, one. That's one. Two, do you believe a person in his position should be answering to the Secretary of Barbados, number one, public union, credit union, union?
Me replying to them? Me replying to them?
Do you believe if the Secretary of the NUPW say that the majority of people going home is ladies, that he should come to prove her wrong?
Yes.
You feel so, you
if he should come and bring the right information, not to come to prove people wrong. I think that that was a big mistake under the last, the former administration. And they want, okay, you, let me flip round this ball now. Let me change round this playing field here now. Hold on. Let me tell you, right? Let me tell you, yes. We running out of time. I ain't know if we can hold you.
Call.
We
bear.
Yeah, but listen. No, I can give you back the time. Because you ain't tricking me. Listen, you hold on. I ain't care. You go on from yesterday. Listen to me, right? Under the last administration, we had a problem where people not in the know, they do not know, they get on the air and the papers and they were the loudest. The prime minister called them empty vessels making noise. The people that had the information held that information so close to their chest that bras and vests got jealous. They would not release the information. So you have people in the know keeping quiet and people not in the know keeping a lot of noise. And that fell right through the entire service. When we try to get the police department, the police force in here, when we try to get Brian here, they have public relation officers. But they followed the lead of the prime minister, and that was to remain silent. Now, watch what's happening now. You got, so far since election, you have ministers, you're getting press conferences, you're getting the people in the know talking to you directly. I got public relation officers that I could not get in here, no calling and messaging me to get in here. Because the whole air have changed, where the people in the know feel as though they could come and talk. Tell me which one you prefer.
What I want to find out, you can give me a time to...
You could get the rest of brass stats. You could carry down to 130, okay, but you got to answer that question.
Slow down, because you sound real excited.
Yes, I am very.
Okay. What that has to do with what I asked you?
Because you have a man like the doctor actually giving information that in the
that
know.
No, what I'm trying
he
to,
is in the know.
Okay, wait just a minute. Miss, I asked you two questions.
I answer you. You ask what you got to do with him. I ain't saying okay, he was in the know minute. And he
Mr.
has Lane, the freedom to
Mr.
talk.
Mr. Lane,
Watch this here.
Oh my.
We got to take a break now, right? Don't you move. This is Donald Brown Stats. Don't touch that dial.